Good morning, citizens of Zion. Angela here. I've been thinking about my dreams. I've always been a big dreamer, pun intended. But in the beginning, when I had dreams, I didn't know how to interpret them or even really understand them. So I wanted to share today a few things that I've learned along the way to maybe help you with your dreams. And if you haven't started having dreams yet, that's okay. Or maybe you started having visions. You know, the Lord speaks to us in the ways that we can understand. So here we go. First and foremost, if you have a dream, write it down immediately, because we tend to forget the details pretty quickly. Never the actual dream itself, because when it comes from God, that's a big sign that you can't forget it. The things He shows us never really leave us. My dreams are always uplifting and encouraging, but they tend to have a little mystery to them, so I have to go and solve that. So it's important to write it down. If you're having dreams of anything dark and damaging in your dreams, then there's things within your heart you need to work out. And it takes time. It's okay. Once you record your dream by journaling it, leave it. Wait. Maybe ponder on it. Pray about it. But wait. Seek. When we seek the truth for our life, we're able to reflect on these things. And then God gives us little breadcrumbs along the way to encourage us and build us up. Truth is knowledge of things as they really are and are to come. His truths are internal, and sometimes we can't accept His truth when there are obstacles in our path. So if you have obstacles, just wait on the dream. Sometimes I've waited like 5 months. Then return later to your journal, pray, and seek the Father. Ask His Spirit for some more revelation. The path can look different for each of us depending on your calling and gifting. This is just an example of how the Lord speaks to me. When our heart is right, meaning we aren't carrying any anger or unforgiveness, the Father always finds a way for us to be carried and equipped for our call. So however that looks for you, this is how it looks for me. In the book of Timothy, we're told the goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscious faith. So real dreams from God come from a sincere heart, and we can move forward in our journey with them. So let me talk about my dream. So this is a dream I had a long time ago. But it's a good one. It's a good one to remember. So it was early morning, and I'm not quite awake, but I can hear things outside of my mind. So it's that place you're in right before you wake up. The Lord always speaks to me here. And I see right in front of me this white, beautiful porcelain teapot. I'm a coffee drinker, so it was kind of funny that it was tea. It's spectacular in its beauty, and I could almost reach out to it. It was that close to me. In fact, it was so big and standing out, I actually was pondering its size. I knew I could never use it because it was so big. And then right as I'm thinking about this, a very large hand grabs the handle of the teapot, and it's God's hand, I know this, within me, and tips the teapot and pours it out. At that moment, I realized not only was that a huge teapot, but God's hand was huge. He's massive. And if you compare the teapot to God's hand in size, I would say the teapot was like a small sofa or a small sitting chair. It was that huge. So I'm looking down from the teapot's tip as he's tipping it. All this beautiful water is pouring out. I mean, it is spectacular looking water. It's translucent in color, and it was everlasting. I mean, it never stopped flowing. And I was like, this teapot sure has a lot of water in it. It can't hold all this water. And as I'm watching the water flow, I start to look down below it and think, well, there should be a teacup, right? Well, what I saw was this shallow brown looking object. I couldn't really tell what it was. and water was splashing into it, not really catching the water at all. And I'm reminded as I'm watching this, the verse in John, whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. And I had to look the verse up. It's John 7, 37 through 39. But I was just like, this water just keeps coming. I was really excited and on that flowing water, but as I was kind of contemplating it, it dissolved and I woke up. So for a couple of weeks, I was praying about this dream and what it meant. I could not shake it. That's another indication that it's from God. He just kept bringing it back to my mind. And then one day I was sharing my dream with a dear sister in Christ, and she suggested that the bowl was maybe two hands cupped together, like in the verse in Judges, where it says, Judges 7, 300 of them drank from cupped hands. Immediately, I knew in my spirit that was it. And this, my friends, is an example of how the Father wants us to work together. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. And we find that in 1 Corinthians 13. Immediately, my peace came. And now we know it's the right answer, because with peace, that's the answer God has for us. I want to encourage you today along your journey, when the Lord gives you dreams and maybe visions, that each are to take you into a deeper relationship with the Father. Basically, what he did for me that day was put my mind at rest. I've been questioning whether I was hearing right, and he showed me in a dream, because I don't really trust my mind at times, or at least at that time. And he was pouring his spirit out on me. It was everlasting and continuous. The flowing water in that teapot is his Holy Spirit. Later, after I had complete understanding of the teapot, he spoke to my spirit. This is another reason why you need to go back and read what you've written, because you're not always ready at the time that he gives it to you, but he builds on it. He said, my pouring of my spirit is continuous, and shall tip the teeter-totter right over. No more waves washing you out to sea either. And as my move of my spirit comes, it shall bring unity and clarity. It's really true. After that dream, I was able to discern his truth for my life and in my dreams. So be encouraged to seek his treasures, because they're out there for all of us. When we have great faith, we receive greatly from the Father. We just have to be open to receive them and willing to be a little bit radical. And when we're radical, Jesus becomes radical for you. I hope you have a blessed day in Christ. Bye-bye.